Welcome to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. When you hear that music, you know a special event's coming to Pensacola and is right around the corner. I have a very special guest this morning. Julio Diaz is here. Julio and I go way back. I've known him with wearing many hats in our community. But you're wearing a special hat today, Julio, because you're here to talk about Pensacon. Good morning.
That's right. Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, all things considered. It's a little too chilly for my taste, but I'm learning to dress up, wear those extra hats. I love
it. Yeah, it's important. Well, this is a good time of year to wear lots of clothing. So it's a good time if you're thinking about getting dressed up in cosplay to come to PensaCon. Not that you have to get dressed up in costume to come to PensaCon. I always want to stress that with people. I know that that's kind of the thing that people who maybe don't know anything about PensaCon see in the community. They see all the people in the elaborate costumes and they think, oh, well, I've got to dress up to go to that. I don't have a costume. No, you absolutely don't. More than half the people that come to PensaCon just come in their everyday streetwear, and that's perfectly fine. Nobody's going to think less of you if you don't have a costume. But if you are a person that likes to get dressed up in costume, hey, you know, with it being chilly out, it gives you an excuse to have those extra layers.
Absolutely. Too. A little Darth Vader mask will keep your nose warm, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then some.
Some
of those elaborate costumes, it get pretty hot inside.
Wow. Well, let's do this, Julio, because I'm familiar with PensaCon. It's coming up, I believe, in February. What are the dates on the show again?
So we're coming up February 20th through the 22nd, so just a little more than 3 weeks away.
Okay. So maybe someone's listening this morning, they've heard it on the news, they know that we've changed the airport into the International Galactic Airport. All the things that the community does to support this event. But if someone just moved here, let's go back a little bit, backtrack and say, hey, what is PensaCon? I know there's other cons around the country. Can you give us a little history about how this came about and what it is exactly? Because some people may not really know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. The first PensaCon was in 2014. So we've been going I believe this is going to be the 13th year, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So we are kind of just a celebration of all things pop culture. People, I think, tend to focus on comics and sci-fi and fantasy and horror and things like that, kind of the nerdy genres.
Uh-huh.
But that's not the only thing we're about. It is pop culture in general. So if you, watch TV at all, You watch streaming at all, read it all of that is pop culture. So no matter what you like, there's something there for you. And I think that's reflected overall in the guest list and overall in the things that you can do at the convention. So a convention is kind of like, for people who operate in the business world and go to trade shows,
uh-huh.
It's kind of similar to a trade show. You come in and there's a big vendor floor with all kinds of vendors, but instead of pitching you on the latest widgets for your business. They've got things like action figures and art and comic books and, you know, fun things like that that may be more for your hobbies than for your business, that sort of thing, things that you enjoy, memorabilia,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes clothing items, costuming items, you name it. It's a very unique shopping opportunity.
Well, it is a lot of fun.
To be able to, you know, come in and find things that you may not be able to find everywhere else. So that's one aspect of it from, uh-huh. If you think of it like a trade show, there's that'll be inside the Pensacola Bay Center on the floor where the ice would be if you were here for hockey.
Okay.
So that's the vendor floor, but that's not the only part of the Pensacola Bay Center that we use. That's something that people get confused about a lot, too. So up on the mezzanine, as you go around the ring kind of at the top of the arena, is the area that we call Artist Alley. What's going to be up there is specifically professional artists. They will either be artists that are nationally known that we've brought in as guests to work on comic books or fantasy illustration or things like that. Or there's also some people that come in as vendors that are specifically artists that create their own original art that come in to sell to folks. So Artist Alley is definitely a big highlight of PensaCon, and that's something that everybody should take some time to check out because there's a lot of unique stuff there and a lot of fun stuff. And you can, even with these guest artists that we bring in, most of them will take commissions. So they're not only selling, you know, art that they already have or signing books that you may have bought that have their art in them, things like that. But if you wanted to get an original piece from one of your favorite comic book artists, you have the opportunity to do that.
Oh, how cool is that? That's neat.
It really is a unique opportunity. I'm a collector myself, so I have been lucky enough to obtain quite a collection over the years. And you know, that's a great place to do it. You know, we've got folks who've worked on Spider-Man and Superman and wow. Archie Comics and Batman, you name it, you know, and then folks that have worked on like role-playing games like Dungeons and Dragons. So, you know, any kind of art style that you're interested in, you can find an artist there that you know their work from your years of following those things, uh-huh. or you may discover their work.
That is so cool.
Artist Alley is a great part of it. Yeah. And then, yeah, I think the thing that, aside from the costumes, people maybe notice the most is the celebrity guest.
I'm looking at your website.
That is kind of the thing.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website, and it is a who's who of people. Oh, my goodness. Tell us about that.
So we bring in all told between actors, wrestlers, artists, writers, you name it. We bring in close to 100 guests for PensaCon every year. So they range from anything from very well-known actors to, like I mentioned, we bring a lot of artists and writers and things like that as well. The celebrities, if you're interested in meeting celebrities, are going to be in three areas of the Pensacola Bay Center. Mm-hmm. So they will be on the second floor. And some people may not realize there's actually a second floor in the Bay Center. They think of the mezzanine and the concession areas as the second floor. That's actually the third floor. So on the second floor, there are a bunch of meeting rooms. And if you've gone to something like a Rotarian meeting or something like that, they'll use those. Sometimes, you know, a lot of our organizations in the area use those rooms for meetings and banquets and things like that.
Right.
Well, we use those as places to meet celebrities. So one side of the hall is the Body Armor Celebrity Autograph Zone. The other side is the Coca-Cola Celebrity Autograph Zone. And there'll be celebrities in all of those rooms waiting to meet you. They're there to say hello to their fans. They'll sign autographs for a fee. A lot of them will take selfies with you at the table for a fee. And then on the third floor, on the concession side, on the east side of the building, is the Monster Energy Drink Celebrity Autograph Zone. So there's more celebrities up there as well.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, it's kind of packed with lots of places to meet your favorite stars. And like I said, they can sign an autograph for you. They'll do a selfie for you. We also offer professional photo ops with a company called Celeb Photo Ops. So if you want to have a professional photo taken where you've got a real photographer and there's a nice backdrop and everything, you can pre-purchase those on pensacon.com right now. If you go to purchase photo ops, click on that. You can purchase your photo op with anybody that you want to get your photo with. Because some of the celebrities don't take selfies at their tables either. So some of them, that may be the only way to get a photo with them.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you'll be able to find that out once you get to the convention. Everybody has their own little individual signs at their booths with, you know, their pricing and what they do, what they don't do, that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, how do we get tickets for this?
You just go to pensacon.com, click on get your tickets, and you can get weekend passes right now are available for to come all 3 days. Or you can buy individual passes for any single day.
Okay.
And when you buy those passes, they get you everything involved with PensaCon.
Okay, we're talking with Julio Diaz. He's with PensaCon. We're going to come back, Julio, in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break here for some commercials. But if you've got a question about PensaCon, text that in to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. He's got a little bit more to tell us about the event itself. So we'll come back, and you'll be hearing more about how great this event is coming up on February 20th through the 22nd. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm talking with Julio Diaz this morning. He's with PensaCon, and Julio is telling us all about this amazing event that's coming up pretty quickly now, the weekend of February 20th through the 22nd. Real quick, it's at the Pensacola Bay Civic Center, and it's Friday from 1 to 7, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 5. You can get the tickets online at pensacon.com. So tell us a little bit more. We've been talking about all the events, the people that are going to be there. What about some of these celebrities? You've got quite a lineup of people, Julio.
Well, one thing I do want to say, just to give a very slight correction to what you said. So the Bay Center is not the only home of Pensacon.
Okay.
The Bay Center is kind of the central hub. It is where a lot of the activity happens. But we also use numerous facilities at the Right Place complex on Wright Street. So that there are all kinds of activities going on there as well. So we'll talk a little bit more about everything that you can do there as well. So Pensacon really takes over that. And then we also partner with a lot of downtown businesses that do after hours events as well. So there's a lot going on throughout downtown, not just at the Bay Center.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah, the celebrities, I think are probably, you know, for a lot of people, the main draw. They get to meet some of their favorite actors and, you know, wrestlers and things like that. And this year we've got some that people are very, very excited about. Just a few that I'll mention that we've really heard a lot of great feedback about. Christopher Lambert is coming. He is the star of Highlander and Mortal Kombat. Greystoke, The Legend of Tarzan,
wow.
And a number of other movies.
Yeah.
He does not do a whole lot of appearances in the U.S. So this is a very rare U.S. appearance for him, and people are very, very excited about that. So we're looking forward to that. Will Wheaton is coming. Of course, a lot of people know him. I think maybe at this point, maybe more people know him for playing himself on The Big Bang Theory than anything else. But he has a career going back to Stand By Me and Star Trek The Next Generation.
He's been around.
He's also just a very big figure in the nerd world in general. He's somebody that really stands up for representing nerdy folks in the world and has written a lot of books about that. He's also a big mental health advocate. And he's just somebody that a lot of people really, really love. And we're very much looking forward to having him here this year. We are bringing two of the stars of Smallville, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. So, you know, if you're talking about pop culture or icons, you don't get much bigger than Clark Kent and Lois Lane. So we have Tom Welling and Erica Durance coming, and very, very excited about them. And then one that may be a little unfamiliar to the news radio audience, but definitely has a lot of excitement out there, especially among the horror fans. There's a film series called Terrifier. It's a fairly new film series, but the lead character in this, the bad guy in this, is a guy named Art the Clown. And he is kind of the new horror icon. So think about like Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers. This Art the Clown is the new one of them.
Oh, boy.
So we've got him coming. David Howard Thornton plays him. We've got him coming, as well as Samantha Scafidi and Amelie McLean, who are stars of that franchise. And David Howard Thornton is going to be doing in-costume photo ops as Art the Clown on Saturday.
Wow.
So if you are a horror fan, you're very, very, very excited about that. But, you know, I mentioned, you know, that we're not just about the nerdy stuff. So, like, I want to make sure that people know that we've got, like, Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox from Chips coming.
Oh, my gosh.
That is not in any way a sci-fi show or anything like that, but
right.
Definitely pop culture icons. And then Sarah Gilbert and Lacey Goranson from The Conners and Roseanne
are going to
be here as well. So, you know, again, I don't think either of them have ever done anything science fiction or fantasy oriented that I can think of off the top of my head, but definitely have, you know, huge followings and people are going to be very excited to meet them. So it's not just all about the nerdy stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. And I noticed that Pam Grier is on the list, too. Not everybody may know
Absolutely.
Who she is, but I know who she is.
Legend going
yes.
back to- Oh, yeah, going back to the 70s blaxploitation area, Coffee and Foxy Brown. But
oh,
then,
yeah.
You know, coming back in the 90s with starring as Jackie Brown in Quentin Tarantino's film. And just an absolute icon. So we're very excited to have her here.
Okay, so what have we not talked about with Pensacon that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, so, you know, I mentioned that we use the facilities at the Right Place complex. And there's a lot of activities going on over there as well. We have all of our panel discussions gone over there. So if you want to hear these folks talk about their careers on stage with a moderator and maybe even get to ask a question during the Q&A session, you can go to those, sit down for 45 minutes and just hear all about their career, hear stories about their lives and that sort of thing. So that's a big important thing that people enjoy. There's also a lot of community panels over there. So it'll be just regular fans talking about the things that they love and that sort of thing, or educational panels. You can go meet with some of the authors and learn about what it takes to be a published author, or you know, find out some of the artists about how they manage their career and that sort of thing. One of the big events of the convention takes place at the Right Place Complex, and that's on Saturday night. It is the WKRG Adult Costume Contest. So if you want to see the best costumes at PentagonCon, you want to make sure you check that out on Saturday night. And that will be over there. We also have a short film festival sponsored by Papa's Pizza that takes place over at the Right Place Complex all weekend long. There's some great, I'm actually a jurist on the film festival, so I've seen all of the films we're going to be screening. There's some really great films that people will get a chance to enjoy, and it's a great time to just sit back and relax for a little while and take a little break from everything that's going on. And we also have our tabletop gaming fueled by Whataburger happening at the Right Place Complex. So if you like to play board games or role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons or collectible card games like Magic the Gathering or Pokemon, things like that, there's going to be gaming going on over there all weekend long. There'll be some organized tournaments, and there's also space to just free play if you want to sit down and play a game that you enjoy with people that are there or friends that you brought with you. You have that opportunity to do that as well.
Wow, there's so much.
There's a lot going on over at the Right Place Complex.
Yes, I'm so happy that you're filling us in on all these different things. So let's do this. We're going to take a quick break,
it's
Julio.
It's definitely not just one thing.
Yes, I see that. I can tell. We're going to come back in just a minute with Julio. We've got to take a quick break, and you can find out all this information at their website, PentagonCon.com. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, talking about PentagonCon this morning with Julio Diaz. Julio, we've got just a couple minutes left. Anything you want to mention that we haven't talked about?
Well, yeah, one thing I didn't mention is, you know, the fun actually starts before you even get into the Pensacola Bay Center. We have the area out in front of the Bay Center it's Poseidon's Bay, presented by Pensacola Honda. And we have some vendors out there, but we also have a lot of community groups, a lot of our sponsors, like our friends at Cat Country, will be out there as well. And we have live entertainment going on the stage throughout the weekend. And so you can enjoy that. There's food vendors out there, and there's all kinds of great atmosphere happening before you even get into the Pensacola Bay Center. So make sure you check out Poseidon's Bay, presented by Pensacola Honda.
Okay. Julio, you're amazing. I don't know how you pull all this together. I know you have a lot of volunteers and people that help out. So thank you for that. And if you could give that information one more time about where we can find out the agenda, where everything's happening, and how to get tickets.
Absolutely. I'll go to PentagonCon.com for all the information, and also make sure you're following PentagonCon on Facebook and Instagram. We have all of our updates go up there pretty much before anything else. We're still continuing to announce guests, so make sure you check that out.
Okay, PentagonCon.com. That's where you can find out all the information and get your tickets. They'll have the hours, all the things that are happening. They have a great scrolling screen of all the different celebrities that are going to be there. And as Julio said, it's not just at the Bay Center, but it's at the Right Place. And a lot of the restaurants in town I know have special events all around it. Plus, if you haven't had a chance just to stop at the airport, that is just the cleverest thing ever, because it's, what is it, the Galactic International Airport this week, the next month or so?
Only intergalactic airport in the world that we know of. Pensacola is the only city where the airport actually converts for its pop culture convention, and we're very blessed to have that relationship.
I love it. I just think that is just the best thing ever. It'll be really interesting, though, if some UFOs decide to land just in time for PensaCon. Okay.
Well, we heard that the airlines even actually introduce it as the intergalactic airport when the flights land. So
that's awesome.
I think that's super fun.
That is so fun. Okay, and we've got about a minute left, so I want to know, and at the risk of being favoring something, but what is your favorite part about PensaCon, Julio? You've been with it from the beginning.
You know, honestly, it's just seeing all the happy people enjoying themselves and having a good time and being amongst their people. You know, they get to be among like-minded people that love the same things that they love, and everything else in the world just kind of falls aside. Nobody's having a bad time. Everybody's smiling and happy. And that's really what it's all about for us. We want to represent Pensacola. That's why we're PensaCon. That's why we're in Pensacola. And I think we put one of the best feet forward that anybody can put forward for our community.
Well, I think it's going to be awesome. I love it. Coming up on February 20th through the 22nd. Julio, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I know how busy you are getting ready for all of this.
Thank you so much for having me, Meg. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Check it out. www.pensacon.com.